The word today is adoption. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. One of the best things about Christianity is our adoption into the family of faith. Christian baptism is the sign of us being accepted by God for the sake of Jesus, our Savior. Baptism symbolizes our death to the control of sin and marks a new life, being born again to live in a new way as a child of God and servant of Jesus Christ. Here to share more about this wonderful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Adoption.
We're going to spend some time thinking about some of the greatest things about Christianity. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to share with you the good things, the beautiful things that the Lord has given us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're going to start with the topic of baptism because that's the starting point for a lot of people coming to Jesus Christ. There's two ways that this can be done. One is if someone discusses faith with you and evangelizes you or shares the good news of Jesus. And as an adult, you receive this and come to faith in Him. The other way is if you were baptized as an infant and then were taught as you grew in accordance with Matthew chapter 28, where it says that we are to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, Jesus said. As we think about baptism and the beauty of it and all of the great things that come to us through baptism, I'd like for us to consider Romans chapter 6, starting at verse 1, where it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may have a new life." I'd like to continue in verse 11 where it says, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, don't let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace." And here you see a reference to baptism and how fantastic it is that we are actually born again. That's what it means to become a Christian, to start anew. Whatever condition you were found in life before you met Jesus or before you were baptized, it's now a totally different life that you're living. And Paul says, we're not supposed to offer our bodies then to sin and wickedness once we've started afresh, started anew. We're no longer going to do the wicked, perverse, carnal things that we did when we were under the control of sin and death. Now we offer ourselves to God. We are servants of Jesus. That's how the early Christians referred to themselves, as slaves of Jesus, because He has purchased us. He has bought us through His sacrifice on the cross. There are some individuals that think that babies start out innocent, as though they don't have any sin, and that's not really true. Everyone is born sinful, and the ultimate evidence of it is that we can die. Sin is a condition. It's like a disease that we're born with, and it has to be treated. And the only way for us to be treated and to have our original sin dealt with is through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the merits of Jesus, our Savior. Anyone who comes to Him with faith in Him is given forgiveness of sins. Any child that is brought to Him and baptized in His name is adopted into God's family, and then they can be taught the significance of their baptism. It's really a two-step process. Baptism in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, or if you wanted to use the abbreviated form, baptism in Jesus' name, is always supposed to be coupled with teaching, with discipling, being a student of the gospel. And it really doesn't matter which one you do first. With an infant, you can baptize and then teach as they grow. With an adult, you teach and you evangelize them, and then you baptize them as a sign of commitment to Jesus. And this beautiful sacrament, this sacred act that is done by the power of the Holy Spirit, deals with the original sin. It no longer controls us and dominates us, and it grants us wonderful blessings. I like thinking of baptism similar to adoption. And in many respects, God is adopting us into His family through baptism. That's why it's such a wonderful thing. Christian baptism confers that breaking of the control of sin in a person's life. You see here in Romans chapter 6, it's saying we were buried with Him, meaning Jesus, through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead, that we also would live a new life. Baptism means that we're no longer in our old sinful existence. We're living now to the praise and glory of Jesus. We have a fresh start, a new beginning. And this has been so encouraging to millions of people through the years who have made great mistakes in life. Maybe they were living a wicked, horrible lifestyle, and then they realized that God was willing to give them a new start in Jesus, to give them a new chance. And there are all kinds of people in various conditions listening to this program today. Whatever situation you're in, whatever sin or crimes you've committed, whatever major mistakes you have made, God is willing to grant you forgiveness. God is willing to adopt you as His child. If you will but come to Jesus and receive Him as your Savior, if you will recognize that He willingly went to the cross and allowed humans to put Him as the Son of God, as the divine Son of God, He allowed humans to crucify Him because He was going to break the power of sin and death. He was the sacrifice made for our forgiveness so that we can have a new start, so that you can begin again. I hope that you will receive that invitation, and that if you were perhaps baptized as a child, there is a tendency for us, if we were born and baptized as a child, to disdain our baptism, to just think we somehow deserve all of God's favor, or that it's just not so important. Oh, please don't make that mistake. This is the greatest blessing that will ever come to you, is new birth in Jesus, being born again. We're now dead to Satan and sin's control. It no longer dominates our life. Paul says the old self was crucified with Him, and that we have been freed from sin. He also describes it as being dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ. These are such wonderful blessings because it shows that we're being adopted by God. And, you know, adoption can happen at any age, and it doesn't cost anything to the person being adopted. They're welcomed into a new family and even given a new inheritance because of the love of the parents. You can see how this is similar to a baptism, where the Christian is brought into God's family, given a new name, the name of Jesus, given a new future with all of the blessings. And what's great is the ultimate inheritance, which we would understand as life eternal, a resurrection from the dead, a glorified body that's fit to live with God in heaven, in His presence. You see why Christian baptism is so encouraging, is so beautiful. I hope that everyone who's listening to me wants this. I hope that if you don't have this kind of encouragement, please come to Jesus to get this assurance, to get this promise. God wants to adopt you as His child. Jesus paid the ultimate price so that you could do that. Now, baptism doesn't mean you're necessarily going to have an easier life. You may have struggles, you may have opposition or persecution, but heaven is your gift. Heaven is your future. There was a priest named Father Stuart Long who had said, "We shouldn't pray for an easy life, but the strength to endure a difficult one." But you can endure and get through anything knowing that you're God's child through Jesus. I hope that you encourage others and invite others also to come to Jesus. Our best gifts associated with baptism are yet to come. Resurrection from the dead, a glorified body, and forever living in God's presence free from sin and sorrow. Oh, I hope you want to become God's child today. Come to Jesus to be reborn and live a new life in His name to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.